Midweek Drive on Siren FM. Celebrate that Wednesday wonder with style!
Yes, it's actually the festive edition of the Midweek Drive, because next week will be Christmas Eve and we'll be having pre-recorded material, Sophie. You can actually listen to us on it. You can catch the joys of sound and Nick's vision, and indeed our Christmas festive Parsec, which is science fiction stuff, etc. So, but there won't be Cameron Tilbury, because Cameron will be doubtlessly dealing with Rudolph and Donna and Blitzen and Dasher and all the rest of the sort of things that you normally have in Nashville. Isn't that right, Cameron?
Yeah, we'll be out hunting and
yeah, okay. Yeah, too much information. You know. Remember, we like to cater for, you know, all kinds of animal folk on this particular routine. And we don't want to be reducing that population. If you happen to be a rabbit tuned into Siren 107.3 FM, why not contact us now? studio@sirenonline.co.uk. Before we actually go into the sensational festive selection that you've brought for us today. Quick plug for the Nomad Trust. Well, not that they need a plug. Of course they do. But Bassingham Choir are actually presenting Shepherds and Kings, a seasonal offering of carols and verse to take you into Christmas this very evening. This very evening, Sophie Grayson.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be coordinated with Ed Wellman, who will actually be there, so he'll be signing autographs and all sorts of things there. Whereabouts this evening are we actually seeing this fantastic performance?
That'll be at All Saints Church, Monk's Road in Lincoln.
That's All Saints Church, Monk's Road in Lincoln. And you can go there and you can support the fabulous Nomad Trust, as well as obviously enjoying festivities. And they're a good choir, actually. They're almost as good as Siren Voices, which of course is on tomorrow night in Lincoln. Siren Voices in the atrium at the University of Lincoln. Will you be there, Sophie?
I will indeed.
Fantastic. There we are. you see, almost the perfect evening now. We actually can say, Cameron, that Sophie Grayson will be there as well. Sensational. let's move on, because otherwise, you know, time is tight and there is so much to be packed into the show, including featuring fantastic singer-songstress Immy Williams. Only 18, I think barely 18, and she's already a highly acclaimed singer-songwriter who's produced some magical music. We featured some of it last week. But you've brought a sensational tune along with your good self today, Cameron. You've sent it over the Atlantic Ocean, and you're all set to introduce it to the listener. Away you go, Cameron Tilbury.
Yeah, this may be a voice that's a little unfamiliar to everyone, but I've been a fan of his for ages. He's written some great hits for other artists as well as himself. And it's really exciting to be able to play some of his music today, especially at this time of year. His name is Phil Vassar, and you can check him out on Facebook. And if you live in the U.S., he's got a little contest going there, too, so you can go and enter that just by entering your favorite song. But this is a Christmas song, and I really dig this song because it just has such a great feeling for this time of year, and I thought it'd be perfect to share with everyone. This is Phil Vassar. Let's Make a Little Christmas Tonight on Siren FM.
Make a little Christmas tonight.
So you think he looks a little like Vic Reeves then, Sophie?
Looks a little bit like Vic Reeves, sounds a little bit like Michael Bublé.
Oh, you see, there's a brand you could actually play with, Cameron. Marvellous.
There you go.
And indeed, the philvassar.com contest is where you can actually win two tickets to Phil Vassar's concert on January the 16th at the Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut, which, Sophie, you have ticked off on your list of states that you visited.
It is one of my states that I haven't quite visited it, but I have passed through on a bus from New York to Boston.
Many people would say that's what you should do with Connecticut. Difficult to spell, and so many of those Yankees get into King Arthur's court, we just don't know what's happening with them. We forgot to mention that coming up on the show, we'll be featuring Penny Evans's Christmas tune. Yes, it is the time where Penny Evans, our regular Buxton correspondent, will have her official festive tune played on the Midweek Drive. And already, if we look at her Facebook updates, she's had over 8,000 people who've actually listened to this particular piece with another radio station. I might indeed mention that other radio station as the thing proceeds, but Very good. So well done, Penny. And we look forward to featuring it in the very near future. But as we begin to head off to Jersey, have you had a reasonably interesting year, Cameron Tilbury?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've done some cool stuff on the show here, so looking forward to next year.
Well, I think, you know, of course, we have Nick's Sound and Nick's Vision, which you can listen to the festive edition of Sound and Nick's Vision next week, probably at this time. Very exciting. Yes, so we just found out that Penny Evans has actually had 8,749 listeners. I wonder who counted them. Yeah, that's a very precise figure. 8,749 listeners in 101 countries that were tuned into the Gail Carson Christmas show on radio in the United States, which included the new Christmas song that she recorded. And we'll be playing that in a probably second hour, actually. Might sort of maybe say, I don't know, we'll see. We'll keep people teasing in terms of where we're going with respect to that. So what's the next question we need to ask Cameron Tilbury, please? Sophie Grayson.
So Cameron, have you enjoyed your very last link of 2014 with us here at Siren?
It's been fun. Yeah, it's been great.
And we'll be hearing from you in 2015.
Can't wait. Yeah. I'll be here.
And the other question we, of course, have for you is, do you know how Christmas trees are grown?
Do you know how Christmas trees are grown?
Christmas without Bond? Inconceivable! Even though they actually changed the martini to a new vodka correspondence thing for the latest Spectre, which has created great furore within the Daily Telegraph. Almost as much as furore as the first signs of life on Mars. Yes, Sarah Napton, science editor for the Daily Telegraph, writes, the first signs of life on Mars have been discovered. I just thought, Sophie, in this world in which constantly we're being plagued with, you know, challenges, etc., first signs of life on Mars, it's like finding life on Jersey, really. Isn't that right? You know, Anna, have we got any signs of life in Jersey?
Well, you'd think there would be, given the time there is to Christmas. But, yes. I mean, it's not busy. I mean, it's nowhere near, like, Oxford Street midweek. I mean, it's all very low-key. And I have to say that there's one shop there where there was no customers in, and that was the Anne Summers shop. We had one in Jersey, but no customers. Just two girls dressed in, like, tutu-y things with, like...
Don't they catch a chill? Shouldn't you not have sort of popped in there and said, "Oi, young ladies, you should actually sort of wrap up immediately. You can't be dressed in frillies in this sort of weather, you know." Do they not realise that in the Northern Hemisphere, for their sake, you know? We just had Sophie talking about, obviously, fears about her flatmates' dinner, because your flatmates are actually cooking Christmas
They are indeed food. Attempting to cook our Christmas dinner at the moment.
Have the sprouts been in for any particular length of time, or have you decided to go against the sprouts?
No, we've got the sprouts that were expertly cut by Zoe earlier.
Okay.
So
well done, Zoe, with the sprouts. Marvellous. And of course, you need to cook. You make sure, because you don't want to go down with any kind of poultry diseases.
No, the chickens that was expertly supplied by Beth's granddad, they've been in the oven since 4 o'clock, so hopefully they'll be cooked by the time I get back to them.
This is critical stuff, Anna. I mean, obviously, you know, you can appreciate sort of having gone through the college experience yourself, although I think we probably sort of left the University of London for a festive break by the time this tape came around. But cooking the festive dinner, I mean, did you ever have that experience when you were down in London?
No, I think we were pretty lousy, actually, in halls of residence. Yeah, I don't think we did very much cooking at all, to be quite frank.
You'd send out for pizza and things, wouldn't you?
Yes. Actually, it was more like Chinese takeaways, and the squirrels used to walk off with these huge prawn balls that they used to bury at the springtime.
Those London squirrels with their huge prawn balls. It's a whole new species just waiting to emerge. You know, please. You
now know. We know where the Great British Bake Off squirrel got them from.
These are the critical factors. So, I mean, clearly, I'm not going to say this every year, but I mean, inevitably, I sort of say, Anna, you have the season's best wishes. Once again, I don't have any address to actually send a card to. I could say Anna Lewis somewhere in Jersey. You know, even an email we communicate via Facebook. Obviously, you have our best wishes. But what would you be doing to celebrate the holiday season in the joys of Jersey?
Be actually leaving on Tuesday.
You'll be leaving, exactly.
I'll be leaving Jersey, not the planet or going to Mars, but going to Twickenham, actually, back to base for 2 weeks. And visiting my daughter, who's who's going to be 23, believe it or not, next week.
I cannot believe that, Anna Lewis, and it's clearly, you know, obviously what's happened is your daughter is growing up at a completely different rate to the rest of us, you know, so that's perfectly understandable. And they're just, time is relative, which is interesting, because as we look ahead to 2015, of course, on the 9th of January, Sophie and the team of Midweek Drivettes, including Edwell and myself, should be actually at the London Boat Show.
Oh, lovely.
Very good. Again, it's all part of our master strategy, Anna, to actually get a boat for the Midweek Drive on Sion 7.3 FM to actually, you know, take down the English coast and then sort of, you know, high off to Jersey en route, so to speak.
I think it would be important
to actually sort of work through that. So, brilliant stuff as ever. Ash, the coordinator and producer of the upcoming DigiCon science fiction and fantasy event in Doncaster, is coming up. But I take it you're outside now. Are these sounds being made by the Anne Summers girls as they're skidding along in their sort of excitement?
No, this is a funny sort of road. I'm actually trying to cross the road at the moment. You caught me.
Oh, no!
I know, this is always the way. I try and get home well before 5, but today the traffic was bad. I don't know if there's... because they're doing clampdowns on drink drivers at the moment as well, which slows the traffic down. So you can hear this outside roar of cars now.
Well, clearly, you know, we just... I mean, you know, the important thing is, you know, I know women can multitask, but do not attempt to actually engage in conversation with the Midweek Drive whilst trying to cross the road. You know, it's not going to work. It's not sensible.
And
not advised. It's just not appropriate, you know, so we would definitely sort of just beware with respect to that. Immy Williams is coming up very, very shortly as far as the show is actually concerned. I think we'll go to DigiCon with a little Immy Williams tune. But apart from wishing you happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy whatever, basically, I even say, let's go back to the original, happy Christmas. Yeah, why not indeed? Sophie, you do these so well. Last two questions for Anna Lewis, please.
So, Anna, have you enjoyed your last 2014 telephonic link with us this week?
I have, and all greetings to you chaps too.
And to you too. Happy New Year, and we'll be speaking to you once 2015 is upon us.
Yay, happily. Yep.
Yay, you see, it might be 8:15, but it's always Anna Lewis time.
In a part of the ocean where I can't breathe.